Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello again. This is Genevieve, and welcome to Genevieve's Gems. And how are you today? I'd like to wish everyone a happy Palm Sunday. This is the beginning of Holy Week, and I just pray that this week will be one of much preparation and reflection, and also for looking at your life. Today's reading is from the 12th chapter of John. We go from verse 12, then we go to verse 18. The next day, the great crowd that had come to the festival heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. So they took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him, shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel." Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it, as it is written, "Do not be afraid, daughter of Zion. Look, your king is coming, sitting on the donkey's colt." His disciples did not understand these things at first, but when Jesus was glorified, they remembered that these things had been written of him and had been done to him. So the crowd that had been with him when he called Lazarus from the dead continued to testify. It was also because they heard that he had performed this sign that the crowd went to meet him. Now this is like a culmination of, almost a culmination of Jesus' ministry. Here was a happy event, Jesus was coming in. People were seeing the things that he done. He raised Lazarus from the dead, which was through many people to him. All the time people were with him, he performed many miracles. Sick were healed. The children were raised. People's lives were changed. The blind made see. So everything people saw what Jesus had done. And I'm sure that they had always heard about the coming Messiah. And some believe that Jesus was the Messiah, a king. So the people sense that there is going to be a change. Things are going to change. Now, one thing to remember is, I mentioned earlier the start of Holy. The one to the palms represent a reminder of the welcoming of Jesus into our hearts and our willingness to follow him. That's for Christians. Many Christians have done this. I remember someone asked me one time, which holiday has more meaning to you, Christmas or Easter? And I replied, I said, well, they both have meaning, Christmas, I know that Jesus was born into the world. But this time, it reminded me why he came into the world. Palm Sunday, the whole week. But Palm Sunday means a lot to me personally. Also, I remember as a child, when I attended Catholic church, when you came into the church, you got a palm, a bunch of palms. Now, that's done in most mainline denominations. Now, the palms represent peace and victory. The people believe that there is going to be a victory. That the peace is going to come. And as I mentioned earlier, Jesus healed. He saw so many things. Now you look at our world today. There's plenty of needs. People need to be healed. lots of shelter, food. One thing people need is some kind of hope. And Jesus can bring that hope. Now, look at the this entry into Jerusalem, that must have been I would have loved to have been there, because that must have been some event. We're shouting and praising him. Now, look at our situation. Now, look at the world situation now. Like Paul represents peace and victory. Oh, we can use peace. And we sure be using victory. Victory over our own sins, victory over things plague us, plague the world. Jesus is good. Jesus coming here, it signifies that there was going to be a change. People believe that things would be different. Like I said, Jesus has done many miracles. But when he raised Lazarus from the dead, that was a lot of people believed. They saw what happened, they believed, and they followed. And they sensed that things are really going to change. Now, one reason you have Lent is because it's a time of preparation, the time of reflection, the time of repentance. And also a time of a time where what important to us, what's important. Like some during Lent people give up something. Maybe they give up a favorite food, or they give up maybe some form of entertainment or whatever, whatever the person decides to give up for Lent. And as we go through this Holy Week, we see that a lot of changes are going to happen. But say what was on Palm Sunday, it's a momentous event. I remember when I was a child, I remember when Palm Sunday started, we had the Mass, and it was a joyous occasion. It was a very joyous occasion. And in later years, I see where those occasions as a child had an effect on me. As I said, many things that I experienced when I was much younger came, I understood what they mean mentally as I got older. Well, one thing that doesn't change is the message. We can find peace and joy in Jesus, even during these troubling times of COVID-19, with threats of wars, famines, change in the workplace. And there have been changes, people's lives have been turned upside down. And when the pandemic is over, which mercifully is almost over, when it's over, people realize that things aren't going to be the same. And just like Palm Sunday, people believe that was going to be a change. And there was a change. And even now today, in our post-pandemic world, things have changed. Things will change. So we realize that things are so important that they aren't as important. And I always been a believer that there comes a time when God wants to move in a new direction. But one constant is that however God moves, he always points toward man when you're going closer to him. You know, you're not going to have a lot of change, and then you're kind of left down the desert. No. A lot of things are going to change. You know, people enjoy working from home. People spend more time with their children or their family. You know, people are starting new careers. People have started them. You know, rekindle old hobbies and skills. So it's like, you know, it'll be changing. All Sunday is a reminder of that. You know, one thing I remember also was this, you know, the joy that I felt. Always enjoyed Easter week. You know, it was a very joyous event. I remember which kids mom would get the Easter clothes. We get the Easter clothes and all that. I love jelly beans. I still do. But it had a deeper meaning. It had a much deeper meaning. You know, there's a closeness that I felt. There's a closeness that we can all feel. You know, time where people can actually see where things really are, where they're going, where they're headed. And we all, you know, we all want this victory in our life. And getting a Holy Week, you know, it's a good time to reflect on that. Time to, you know, repent, you know, seek a change. And God will give you that change. And lastly, I'd just like to wish you once again that we have a, you know, happy Palm Sunday. You know, just reflect on that. You know, just reflect on what Palm Sunday really means to you. What it really means. And this Genevieve Jones and this your host, Genevieve, child of God, which taking things from me. We are in a transfer step. I always say that I'm pushing us to be a trans experience. And I'd like to thank you for being here today. And once again, happy Palm Sunday. And I look forward to being with you with my next lesson to talk about Easter, where you see a little change. Thank you. Have a wonderful day. God bless you.